Okay, just to finish up on the topic of the Gvulei Eretz Yisrael, a few pratim and then a few klalim. A few pratim. The Mishnah, as you know, has the Gvulei Eretz Yisrael delineated. And those of you who saw the map in the Chaim Kanievsky's map of Eretz Yisrael saw where the cities basically are. If you take the map and you make a box the way it would be shown in the Mishnah, you square off the Gevulei Eretz Yisrael, Meirekim LaMizrach, Meirekim Kemizrach, Meyashkelon LaDorim, Meyashkelon LaKedorim, Meyakul LaTzofen, Meyakul LaTzofen. You make such a box, you'll be very surprised that parts that are clearly, definitely Eretz Yisrael are outside the box. Chevron would be one city that would be Chutz Laaretz, according to those Gevulei Eretz Yisrael. Certainly Tzfas would be Chutz Laaretz. Be'er Sheva would be Chutz Laaretz. Many cities of Eretz Yisrael would appear to be Chutz Laaretz, and that doesn't drive, not with any of the Cheshbaimis, whether you go by the Gevulos of the Torah, Oile Mitzrayim, Oile Bavel. It just can't be. I don't think anybody holds a Chevron is Chutz Laaretz. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the Derech Amuna answers, he has this kasha, and he answers that Eretz Yisrael, like any country, does not have borders which can be drawn as a box. It's not a perfect square. The Mishnah delineates a box. Everything in this box is part of Eretz Yisrael. It's true. There are parts that are Chutz Laaretz, which stick above and below the box. But everything in the box is definitely Eretz Yisrael. And in Achinami, adjustments have to be made for many places where the maps go up and go down, go in and go out. The Mishnah itself, the way the Gemara explains, says that there are areas that are Muvlois. Muvlois means that there are ups and downs in the map. And Meila, he answers this question this way, and it's just crucial to be able to deal with the concept of Ashkelon being, Ashkelon is almost due west of Yerushalayim, being the border, the southern border. That's the only way to just understand Pshat. Pshat in this Nakuda.
That Muvlois
and Smuchas are not part of Eretz Yisrael. And but the Smuchas, but they're Muvlois. Be'er Sheva and Merar
are
Eretz Yisrael.
Are much far south.
Be'er Sheva is very far south. And he specifically mentions Be'er Sheva in his piece. And the pshat is that it protrudes that far south. If you look at the map, I mentioned to you about Nahar Mitzrayim. The pasuk says, I think both in Lech Lecha and in Maasei, that the northern gvul is Nahar Mitzrayim, Nachal Mitzrayim. Now Nachal Mitzrayim, if it means the Nile, would mean that Eretz Yisrael goes into Africa, which is a very big chiddush, and that's why on these maps you have the dotted lines at the bottom. Rav Chaim, I don't know where he got his information from, but he investigated and he drew a connection of a number of the what's called Wadi al-Arish, that's the Arab name for a set of streams in the Negev, which he delineates here as the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. One of the big it's more of a mystery than a tumul. It's a tumul because everything Eretz Yisrael is a tumul. But it's the status of Eilat. Eilat is far, far south. And it appears very clear from this map that Eilat is not any gevul of Eretz Yisrael. Right? Because the biggest gevul is the gevul of the Chumash, of Lech Lecha Maasei. That's the biggest. Lech Lecha Maasei is the biggest gevul. The Oile Mitzrayim captured less than that, and the Baba less than that. But the biggest gevul is Nachal Mitzrayim. If you look at this map, so Nachal Mitzrayim Eilat is way south on this map. It's not included. And so Pashtus Eilat is Chutz Laaretz. And it's a kula that Shemitah, there's no problem getting things from Eilat. And Trumas and Maestris. And it's a Chumrah that they have to keep 2 days Yom Tov. This is the Pashtus. There is a significant amount of chalukei deis. Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank held that a lot is part of Eretz Yisrael. The Stifler held that it's Suffolk Eretz Yisrael. And Shlom Zalman had an interesting somewhere sheet in between. There's really chutzlars, but they still only have to keep one day yaptiv. Big chalukei deis about Eilat. The reason there is a big tumul over it is that Eilat is mentioned in Navi, a few places. Except it's mentioned in Navi, it may not be the same one, but Eilat is mentioned in Navi as a place where ships come and go, which means it has to be on a waterway in the south, and it makes for a very it's a very unclear. It seems in the Chumash that Eilat Mitzrayim will kaivish it. And therefore, today's Eilat, the city of Eilat, is a brand new city. It didn't exist 100 years ago. So it's no raya that it's the old city. It's not like Yerushalayim, which was always there, or Hebron, which was always there. So it's a question as to what it is. And I'm just making the point that if you look at this map, it would clearly be part of the Florence. And these are all pratim in the map of Eretz Yisrael, which I hope you should at least know the basic map of what it looks like. The Klale Gvulei Eretz Yisrael, you've learned Taisus on Bay, Daf Bay, so it talks about Olei Bavel. As I mentioned to you, there are three sets of boundaries to Eretz Yisrael. There's the maximum boundary, which is in the Parshas and Parshas Maaseh, which is goes very high up north. You never conquered that high up to Nahar Pras, and it goes all the way down to whatever Nachal Mitzrayim is, and includes Eber Yarden, and that's the biggest Gvul.
It's not so big because it's shorter. It's like you don't have the whole staff. It moves it more north, but you're missing
a lot of the desert, and you're replacing it with a lot of with the whole Lebanon and parts of Syria. So it's true that maybe in miles it's not that much bigger, but in usable land it's a lot bigger. Sorry. At any rate, the Eile Mitzrayim doesn't mean only Yeshua, it means David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech. What they were Kaivesh is called Eile Mitzrayim. That's also a big area of land, but it doesn't include Lebanon, because we know the Pasuk says that Tzor was that Shlomo HaMelech didn't capture Tzor. Tzor is in Lebanon, so it includes a bigger amount, Eile Mitzrayim, and Eile Bavel is the smallest. The Eile Bavel is the smallest amount. It's a it's probably the amount that the level that Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah is saying, and that's Eile Bavel. When Ezra went up, and what they were kaddish. The machlekes. It's Lebanon. Lebanon is part of Eretz Yisrael.
Why exactly the first Gvul?
The first Gvul includes all of Lebanon.
It doesn't.
Yeah, it does. The first, not the Eilat Mitzrayim. The Gvul in the Torah includes Lebanon. Yeah. The Gemara in a number of places, most the best known is in Yevamis, Tezvav or Tezayin, because the yeshivas get to it, or used to get to it in the olden days. The Gemara there talks about Kedusha Rishayna. Kitchel Ashaita and Kitchel Asad Lavai, or like Kitchel Asad Lavai. It's a Machlaikis, Kedusha Rishayna. When the Oilei Mitzrayim came into Eretz Yisrael and they gave Kedusha to the land, is it Kitchel Asad Lavai or not? It's Machlaikis. And Kedusha Shnia, if it's Kitchel Ashaita, the Kitchel Asad Lavai. Kedusha Shnia means, in Tintalayma, the Kedusha Rishayna is not Lasad Lavai, was buckled with the first Horbin. So what about the Kedusha Shnia? When they came the second time, the old Mekadish Eretz Yisrael, is that Kitchel Asad Lavai? So there are two machlokes. In theory, if you would hold neither one is Kitchel Asad Lavai, so then today, Eretz Yisrael will be part of the Trumas and Isis, because there's no Kitchel Asad Lavai. So the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Vav, has two chidushim. Each one of the two we'll learn, and I'll try to just tell you the basic grade on it, although there's quite a bit of tumul on each of these things. The first is the Rambam. First of all, the Rambam paskins Kedusha Rishayna like Kitchel Asad Lavai, and Kedusha Shnia is Kitchel Asad Lavai. So that's the psak which Rav Rishayim hold. that the first Kedusha, the Kedusha of Yeshua, was bottled with the first Churban, and Kedusha Shnia was Kishal Asad Lavai, and that's why Eretz Yisrael today has a din of Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. The Nafkamina is that only what Eli Ezra captured, Eli Babel captured, that is Kishal Asad Lavai, and that Kedusha Risha.
So
the Gemara has to express that as an intim Salaima. I think the Gemara expresses it as a machlaik is not on. If it's an intim Salaima, that'll be good. It'll be like Shitas. First thing is the Rambam in Halacha Yudalid, Perek Vav Halacha Yudalid, says that the Mokem HaMikdash itself could not become Kaddish through Ezra, because Kedushas Yerushalayim requires a Melech and Orem V'Tumim, and there was no Orem V'Tumim in the Bayis Sheni, and there was no Melech in the Bayis Sheni. So therefore the Rambam says that even though I pask in Kedush Rishayim is like Kitchel Asad Lavai, but the Kedushas HaMikdash was Kitchel Asad Lavai. Kedushas HaMikdash was Kitchel Asad Lavai. So the Ravid jumps on the Rambam with this. The Rambam writes Svaras Atzma Yizu, doesn't say there's no Makar for this. To change that Eretz Yisrael is one din, and the Beis HaMikdash is another din. Eretz Yisrael is Kedusha Rishayim, is like Kitchel Asad Lavai. The Beis HaMikdash, that's Kitchel Asad Lavai. So Svaras Atzma Yizu, Lo Yadati Me'ayin Loi. Says there are many Gemaras that are Mashmen, not like him. So he says a different Mishnah Mahalach. He says that Ezra. He says that even Rabbi Yaisi, who holds Kedusha Shnia like Kitchel Asad Lavai, is made that Ezra, his lashon is Hayyedeya Ezra Shamigdash Yerushalayim Asidim Leishtanais. Ezra knew that what would happen. He knew the Bayis Sheni wasn't forever. He knew there would be Shinuyim, and he knew that they need Liskadesh Kiddush Achar Eilam Yivikvayr Hashem LaEilam. So Ezra somehow, he doesn't explain, that's exactly the Rambam's kashya, it was Noram V'tumim, says Ezra was Mekadosh at La'ilam. The way it says in the Rambam, the Ravid, I'm reading the Lashon Ravid, he says, Hayyadeh Ezra Shamid V'shashlayim Asidim L'shtanais, L'skadosh K'dshach Elami, Kach Nigla Li M'sayit Hashem L'Reyav. The Ravid's Lashon. Kach Nigla Li M'sayit Hashem L'Reyav. V'tichach HaNichnas Atas, Sham, he holds a bekar. Again, to why? But he says Kach Nigulali Misayr Hashem Lireyav. Very strange lashon. You argue with the Rambam, and you say Kach Nigulali Misayr Hashem Lireyav. So I'm convinced that there's a Torah Satzus here. I should say Kach Nigulaloi Misayr Hashem Lireyav. He's saying what Ezra did. Ezra and Mekadosh, he knew how it had to have a kedusha. So he was Mekadosh it that way. Kach Nigla. I'm sure it should say Kach Nigulaloi Misayr Hashem Lireyav. And Frankel Rambam, they bring a tfus that has the just Kach Nigla Misayit Hashem, takes out the word Li, which is pretty much the same thing, saying that it goes on Ezra. Kach Nigla Misayit Hashem Li Reyo. Now, be that as it may, it's a kash on the Rambam. Why? How could the Rambam say? Well, the Gemara says no such thing. The Gemara doesn't say such a thing. If we pass in Kedusha Rishayim, like Yishol Asid Lavai, so why should the Beis HaMikdash be any different? That's the Ravid's kasha on the Rambam. Basically, yes, some Gemaras, but the Gemaras are not struck a kasha, since the Machleik is in different sugis anyway. But that's his kasha. So last week, I told you the Stiplus aside, that there are two dinim in Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. There's one din of Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, and one of Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. In other words, the Etzem Kedusha Sa'aretz, that's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, and whatever else it's Negeah, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, that is the boundaries of the Torah, that's not a machlaikis, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. when we have a machlokes, a kedusha rishayin, a kishalas adlava, you're not, that's l'gabei hilchis Eretz Yisrael, that's l'gabei hilchis shmita, and hilchis trumas u'maisris. So l'gabei that, the kedusha was possible in the bayis rishon. So basically, with the stipulus aside, the Rambam is very understandable. There's no difference between the Beis Hamikdash and the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Everything, whatever's telling you Kedusha, that it has, Loilam Vayet. Whatever is telling in Dinei, Trumas U'Maisers, Dinei Shmita, that is a sukkah, if it's Batal or it's not Batal. So the Beis Hamikdash, which is a Dinei Kedushas HaMokim, the Kedushas HaMokim, why is there Chiyuv Karos if you walk? Yeah, a certain Kedusha. Same reason the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, to live in Eretz Yisrael. Because the place has a Kedusha, and it has nothing to do with Kedusha Rishayin, a Batla, or Loi Batla. That's the Kedusha Be'etzem, it had the Kedusha already when Avraham Avinu was there also. So that Kedusha is a Kedusha Loi Mavoyet. And that doesn't change. And Mimela Beis HaMikdash is that way. Dina Eretz Yisrael, that's a different story. And just let me tell you, this says, by the way, this chart says in the Piskei Tshuva, not Piskei, but Piskei, Pesach Kuf Yud, the Sefer Piskei Tshuva, which is Tzukat Sefer here in back of the Rambam, and it's Meredik Meduyik, the Rambam's Lashon, he says, Migdash v'Yerushalayim Kedusha Rishayna Kitchalas Evavav U'Kedusha Shar Eretz Yisrael Le'inyin Shviyas U'Maisris Le'Kitchalas Evavav. See, the writer understood, he's saying the Beis HaMikdash is one din and the rest of Yisrael is another din. If you're Medayik in the Lashon, that's not what the Rambam says. He says exactly like the stipulus he cites, which says here in the Piskei Tshuva, that Mikdash v'Yerushalayim Kedusha Rishayin Kitchalas Evavav. Kedusha Sharet Yisrael Le'inyin Shviyas U'Maisris U'Kiyotzeben like Kitchalas Evavav. Now there's Le'inyin Hilchis Eretz Yisrael, so Trumas Maisris and Shviyas, wherever it says the Lashon of when you will come to Eretz Yisrael, so that I hope Kedusha Rishayin is like Kitchalas.
So why only the Mikdash and Yerushalayim? It's Eretz Yisrael.
So really, it's all Eretz Yisrael. Kedusha Eretz Yisrael is all Eretz Yisrael. Rambam says so. He says Mikdash Yerushalayim is Kitchalas Elavai. Kedusha Eretz Yisrael in Yishviyas
U'Maisrus.
It's much more. He's only excluding Kedusha Eretz Yisrael in Yishviyas U'Maisrus. See, the Rambam's lashon is Lama and the Yomer. The Mikdash Yerushalayim Kedusha Kitchalas Elavai. And then he explains. So he's making a chilek. But that's the chilek is bad to make a chilek between Kedusha and Dina Eretz Yisrael. But Lamaisa, we know that until it was Niskalat Shlomo HaMelech, they didn't know where Yerushalayim was. Until David actually figured it out. Until David came, they didn't know what Yerushalayim, where Yerushalayim is. The Mikdash was in Shilayim. So the Mikdash at that time was a Shilai, that was Mekaimai, and eventually it was Mekaimai. So this is one Nakuda of the Rambam. The second Nakuda of the Rambam, in Halacha Tezayin, is a famous Rambam. The Rambam is Masbir the Gemara. Gemara says that Kedu Oilei Mitzrayim, which is Kedusha Rishayna, is like Kishalas Elov. And Oilei Bavel, which is Ezra, that is Kitchalas Adlava. What's the difference? So the Rambam says that Oilei Mitzrayim, who are Kaivish through Melchama, so they captured through Melchama. So if the Kedusha came in through Melchama, so then when the Nebuchadnezzar came and destroyed the Bayis Rishon, his Melchama undid the first Melchama. The Kedusha came in through Melchama, Kedusha went out through Melchama. And the Bayis Sheni, where Ezra went up, it wasn't through Melchama. Ezra went up under the protection of Kairish, of the king of Persia. He went up under the protection, the Persians gave him the land. So he was kainit with Chazaka, the Rambam says. Chazaka meaning, we had last year Kedusha, Nog, other Aparats. People built fences on the land, they plowed the land. You're kind of a chazaka. So if you're kind of a chazaka, so then Melchama doesn't undo the kinyan. So when you kind of with Mulchama, it gets undone with Mulchama. When you kind of with Chazaka, it does not get undone with Mulchama.
Why
does it get undone with Chazaka? Well, so this Rambam, it's a famous Rambam. And I've heard it, I think, since I'm a little kid. You know, like the words seem to make sense. Well, if you do some of Muhammad, it gets undone with Muhammad. If you do Chazaka, it doesn't get undone with Muhammad. But because the Mishnah says it doesn't make sense. Kenyan's a Kenyan. Like if I buy something with Hagbah, so when I sell it, the difference if I sell it with Hagbah, I sell it with something else. Kibish Muhammad is a Kenyan. And Chazaka is a Kenyan. So what's the difference? If I'm kind of with whatever I'm kind of with, I'm kind of. So you're telling me Kibbush Muhammad can undo my Kenyan? Fine. Can't undo? Fine. Whatever you hold. But what does it mean that Kibbush Muhammad does a Kenyan and Kibbush Muhammad undoes a Kenyan? What's the... And not only that, the Ches Mishnah is the second kasha. First he asks, that doesn't seem to make sense. And second of all, he asks that by Yeshua, it's taka true, they captured it with Kibbush Muhammad. But they also did Chazaka. The Maya said they did Chazaka too. So if they did Chazaka, if the rabbi says that if you do Chazaka, Muhammad doesn't undo it, so they, Yeshua's time, they were captured with Kibbush Muhammad. But afterwards, they did Kinyan Chazaka, they built fences and they plowed the land, so they should be kind of a Chazaka.
Kibbush Muhammad. Kibbush Muhammad is
taking
it. You're stronger now, and somebody stronger than you, they'll take it away. Chazaka, somebody can chazaka on something.
If I'm kind of a lulav with Kibbush Muhammad, is it mine?
It's not the same as yours.
Lachem?
It's not the same as yours.
You didn't answer your question.
It's not the same. I don't do the same either.
Okay, you're not wrong. But these are Kesef Mishnah's two kashas. Again, the first kasha is, what's the svara to be mechalik? If I'm kinda, what's the difference how I'm kind? And the second kasha is, even if you'll say there is a chilek, and you're going to say Ezra was kind of a chazaka, so it doesn't get undone. So in the time of Yeshua, they did kinyan chazaka too. They also did kinyan chazaka. So what's wrong with doing two kinyanim?
Even
the Maaseh they did a chazak. If Kibbush Muhammad doesn't work, so let this work. Wait, if the first Kenyan wasn't a Kenyan, then
it is a Kenyan.
Just say a little better and you'll be fine. Right.
Yeah.
Who's giving you rishus to do it?
You're doing it yourself.
The chazak is based on kibush, so it's no better. So you're going to dispute the fact that if you kind of kibush Muhammad and then you do a chazak that you own things? I think all the whole world today, every piece of land in the world probably traces itself back to being nikna kibush Muhammad. No, including New York City. No. The British owned America by law. Bapi Alocha, they owned New York City. And then there was a war and they lost New York City. It was Kibbush Muhammad. So you're saying Chazaka today doesn't work? I think probably the whole world today, except for parts of Africa maybe, I don't know. It's been the same all along. There's not much of Africa that way anymore either. Just about the whole world was captured at some point. So there are, in the Franco Rambam there's a list of Maramakaimis on this. I didn't find one teretz that answers both kashas, which is what you'd like. One satisfying teretz that answers both. There are a number of shtiklos Torah on this. But there is a separate teretz for each kasha of the Kesef Mishnah, which is very much Eilal Hadas. So first, the second kasha. The second kasha was that Yeshua, they did chazaka. Lamaisa, they did kinyan chazaka. And since they did kinyan chazaka, it should work. So the Evan Ozel says a very pashta teretz. The Evan Ozel says, Inachinami, Kibbush Muhammad was a kinyan that wasn't such a good kinyan. Because it could get undone by Muhammad. So they do kinyan chazaka now that can't be undone by Muhammad. But Lamaisa, they were mechavin for Kibbush Mocha. Their kavanah was for the kinyan of Kibbush Mocha. So when they wanted to do the kinyan, they wanted to do the kinyan of Kibbush Mocha. In Achinami, they also did a kinyan chazaka. But they were a mechavin to be kinder with kinyan chazaka. They were mechavin to be kinder with the kinyan of Kibbush Mocha. So right away you're going to jump up and say that we have a rule that if you do a Kinyan Mayel and a Kinyan She'ena Mayel, right, we had Leshen Kedushin, Rabbi Kiveger kept on piling it on all the time, that if you do a Kinyan Mayel and a Kinyan She'ena Mayel, you do two Kinyanim simultaneously and you mechav it for one and the other one is better, that you're kind of with the second one. However, Rabbi Kiveger said that's only if it happens at the same time. It's only if it happens at the very same time. The case that Rabbi Kiveger was going on, that was the case the person who falls down on something in the street, he wants to be kinder by no such kinyan. So the question is, could he be kinder with Dalet Amos? So Rabbi Kiveger held that if you do two kinyanim at the same time, and you mechavim for a kinyan amayil, and you do it at the same time, you mechavim for a kinyan she'ein amayil, a kinyan that doesn't work, and you do a kinyan amayil. In Achinami, that you're kinda, but that Rabbi Kiveger said is only if they do them both at the same time. If you're mechavin to do one which doesn't work first, and then later you do a kinyan amayil, so that doesn't work. That type of kinyan doesn't work, and that there was no machlokes. And so if they have an ozel, that's why the Kesavisha second kasha. That Yeshua's time they did chazaka, they talked to chazaka, but they didn't mean to be kind of from the Canaanim with a kinyan chazaka. They meant to fix the fences, or maybe they meant to divide the garbal that way. They never were mechavin to be kind of from the original owners that way. So therefore, the Kesavish's kasha falls away. That Yeshua they were kind of chazaka, they weren't. They were kind of a kiddush mocha. Okay, that's the same thing that you're asking. When I say Kinyan She'ena Mayel, I mean an inferior Kinyan. Inferior Kinyan. Now, Rabbi Kiveger wasn't talking about inferior. Rabbi Kiveger said one Kinyan works and one Kinyan doesn't work. So if you're going to say here that you actually you could say maybe even better Teretz, it doesn't make Teretz worse. But if you went to life, it works, Kinyan She'ena Mayel, but here certainly it wouldn't.
But somebody sold this field to somebody else at any point in time. So they made a
kinyan. So I was thinking about that. What happens if Yeshua went into Eretz Yisrael? So they were kaddish. They made a gairol and everyone got his chelik. So everyone got his piece of land. After everyone got their piece of land, let's say Reuven sold his piece of land to Shimon. And Shimon made a kinyan. So Shimon has a mind to be kind of from Reuven. So whatever Reuven owns, Shimon is kinder. So Reuven owns a kinyan of Kibbush Mochama. So Shimon is kinder. The kinyan, could he be kinder more than Reuven owns? He's doing chazaka, but he can only. By Yovel, it ends up back by Reuven anyway. It's true. So maybe it's okay. But even without that, we learned last year that when you buy something till Yovel, right? Reb Chaim said you own it forever until Yovel. But until Yovel, you own it forever. Not a king was man. So Al-Kopanim, that's the answer. You can only, when you have a mind to be kind of from Reuven, whatever Reuven owns, you can be kind of from him. But you can
it's
be
not like when you're trying to be kind of from Reuven, you could be kind of better even if you don't have a mind, and then you could put a mind.
From two different people.
Yeah.
I think so. From two different people.
You're trying to be kind of from Reuven and you're kind of from somewhere else.
That's a chiddush. If I think Reuven's makdeh to me and I'm kind of it, then I could be kind of from Shimon. I don't know. If you have a marabah, can you have a cash on Devin Oswald? So, yeah.
If you move out the selling it, just by the burial itself, there's kind of a line, everybody got it, everybody has the whole land, and they just put it up. So that person got to the field, go to this line, go to the fence around here.
Right, I saw this kasha. There are those who ask on the Rambam, if you hold that the Goyrol is a Kenyan, which is a Mashwais from a Gemara that way, then the kasha is that they were Mechavim to be Kaidim. But, some says it's the same thing. The Kenyan of a Goyrol is that for the Goyrol, everyone holds it. Everyone holds it equally. And afterwards, you have to be Kaidim from each other, but does that make a Kenyan from the Canaanim? At that time, they came to Eretz Yisrael, They assumed they'd be there forever, and they, I don't think that amounts to
the Knesset. The kibbutz was on the Knesset.
The kibbutz was the Knesset. After the kibbutz, they owned it, whatever level they owned it. Then, between themselves, they made chalukas. But they never had in mind, that's what Devin also said, they never had in mind that it was King Chazak.
They had in mind, it wouldn't help.
You can argue it wouldn't help, maybe it wouldn't help, maybe it would help. Lemaise, that's what Devin also says. Devin also says that they weren't Mechanic. You're saying that once you own a Kibbish Mechanic, you can't do a better Kibbish. That's not true.
The
better Kibbish
Mechanic beforehand, because
you
coined it,
but
yours,
you might be right. You might be right. You might be right. You might be right. Our Kapanim. But this is Devin. Devin also says it this way. Devin also says that if you're not mechavin, you're not chayv. What remains is the first kasha, pshat in the Rambam. What's pshat in the Rambam? What do the words mean? What does it mean? Kedush Rishayna, you're kind of kibush mechama, so it gets undone with kibush mechama. And Kinyan Chazaka does not get undone with kibush mechama. Those words need a hesber. So the best mahalach here is the chiddush of the Dvar Avraham. The Dvar Avraham, in his first piece, in the Chuvus, the Dvar Avraham was a Rav of Brisk, and after the first Mulchama, after the First World War, there were many shailas that had to do with Kinyan Kibush Mulchama. And he wrote a long piece, it could be a sefer by itself, on Kinyan Kibush Mulchama. His Mevar, many klolim of Kibush Mulchama. One of his klolim, which is accepted klal lahalacha lemaisa in Eretz Yisrael when they were done shailas of kibush mulchama after World War II. His klal is that kibush mulchama is a kinyan zmani. It's not a kinyan olami. He says all kinyanim are a kinyan olami. If you're kind of with agbah, you now own it forever. You could decide to sell it, but at the moment you own it forever. All other kinyanim are kinyanim la'olam va'ed. The Kenyan of Kibush Mulchama, he says, is a Kenyan Zmani. It's a Kenyan which only stays in effect until it gets undone by a later Kibush, a later Kibush Mulchama. And the Meila, he says, that if you have Lamashal, let's say you have Poland, it's captured by the Germans. The Germans came into Poland, they captured, they took over a city, there were many Yidden. So what happened? They took over the city, they threw people out of their homes and out of their stores, and they took over, let's say they took over someone's store, or someone's home. And then, 5 years later, the battle changed, and the Germans were thrown out of Poland, and the Polish government took it back. So now, the original owner of that house, he comes back, he says, it's my house. Somebody else said, what do you mean? It's your house. There was a Mulchama. Kibush Mulchama is a Kenyan. You lost it. And now the armies came back and they took it back. And I came into the house first. I took it. So who says it's yours? Does it go back to you? Why does it go back to you? So his Yisayid, not just Baich Svarav, he was raised to it. His Yisayid in Simin Yud Aleph, in the Dvar Avraham, it's all part of his long arichus on Kibush Mulchama, Ois Ches, is that it's only a Kinyan Zamani, and when a second Mulchama, when the tide of battle turns, and the people that were conquered turn around and reconquer their lands, that has a din of Bittul of the first Kinyan, and Mimela, the first Kinyan gets undone. Kibush Mulchama undoes Kibush Mulchama, which is basically this Rambam. The Kibush Mulchama undoes this Kibush Mulchama. So our first Kibush Mulchama was a Kibush Mulchama Zmani. And it doesn't have to be the conquered reconquered. And a different nation comes and they conquer back. So that undoes the previous Kinyan. And it makes a new Kibush Mulchama. But a Kibush Mulchama itself, Be'etzem, is a Kinyan Zmani. And calls a man, the effects of the Mulchama exist, they exist. And it's like the Torah recognizes the reality of Mulchama to allow for Kibush Mulchama. Now this is his Yichidish. It obviously explains the Rambam beautifully. A very pashut explanation that fits into the Rambam beautifully. And after the Second World War, there were a number of Dinei Torah over, not so much over land as over material. I think there's a tshuva printed in the Har Tzvi about the crowns. There were silver crowns. Today, when you go to Herzliya and you go to Kever David, they're not there anymore. There are only a few. But years ago, many of you were there. Herzliya, what they call Kever David. They have a very long. That's really David's Kever. He was about 12 feet tall. A very long a stone. And although it's probably true that David is buried on that mountain, whether he's buried in that room, is questionable. But anyway, they have something there. And on top of it, they have a lot of silver crowns. Those silver crowns initially were silver crowns taken back from the Germans. And there was a Yid who visited Kever David. And he recognized the silver crown that was his from before World War II. And he wanted to claim it, and it was a Dentira. And they were down on a number of things. There were other Nekudas of Dentira, but one of the Nekudas was this Devar Avraham. That was captured in Muhammad as only a Kenyan's Mani. And when the Kenyan is undone, the new conqueror really is supposed to return things to the way they were originally, at least to the effect that it's up to Dine. Why should it apply to the Talmud? It's a good question. I don't know. I can't. I'm not gonna. I don't know. I can't explain how far it goes and how limited it is. But because there are other things that have to be worked out. When you say Kenyan's man, who's to say the second Kaivish is Meshubit to go back to the first? He could say I'm also a Kaivish, so I'm Kaivish of the first also. But the site, the site of the Dvar Avraham explains the Rambam beautifully. It's Kibbush gets undone by Kibbush. And what's Chazaka does not get undone by Kibbush. It gets undone Zmani by the second Kibbush. But that's in Kenyan, the Kenyan remains.
Why can't Kibbush live my husband?
What?
Why can't Kibbush live my husband? Until it gets recaptured
from someone else, that's Kibbush. So it had Kibbush live my husband. Until it certainly had Kibbush. Time Yeshua had Kibbush. The question is after. Kibbush Rishayna, Kitchen was mana, Valai Kitchen was the love of Zmani, it's Kaddish. But like Kitchalas Allah, not after the Qur'an. So this explains. Zman, Bayis Rishon was 850 years, 440 years, till the Bayis was built at 410. That's Kitchalas Man, the Gemara says that. That's not the condition of the Gemara of Ram. That's the Gemara. Okay, Yishrishan, Kitchalas Shai, double like Kitchalas.
Why should
Kitchalas
come
out back to
Malachi
instead of
Eretz Yisrael?
What? Only because the pasuk says that when you go to the when you enter the land and capture it, then these halachas apply. The etzav kedusha seretz Yisrael applies. There are many more rayas. There's a Gemara.
How could it get lost? How could the halachas of Shemitah get lost because going and capture the land?
Because the Torah tied it. The Torah said, "Right, Zayin shekivshu." They're not. There's no din of Shemitah Maizus. Why not? Because it wasn't the land of a Yid. Once you're kind of, it's the land of a Yid. We have this assumption that when Mashiach comes, every bit of land will go back to its original owner, it could be the Chalukah, which may or may not be true. It's a Shalom of Yishayim. But if that's so, it would fit well. It would actually fit well by Yishayim, not by Yishayim. Okay. Not really. Really, Devin Ozel is coming through. Devin Ozel, by the way, is Hilchas Chiyah Matana, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. Devin Ozel talks about today. If you go to Israel and you go to a Hefka place, you go in the middle of the forest, it's a place that's Hefka, and you do a Kenyan, could you be kind of a piece of Eretz Yisrael today? It's, right now it's Hefka. And Eretz Yisrael happens to be the deed of the Malchuses that the government owns everything. But Lu Yitzur, you have a place that's Hefka, Eretz Yisrael, and you go and you put up stakes and you're kind of, are you kind of? That's the Nidain of the Rambam and Eben Ozel. It's not our need for today, but to explain this Rambam, it's explained very well. These are the two famous Nakudas on Kedush Rishayna, Kitchalas and Lavei, and that the first Machlekes Rambam and Ravid, and this second Nakuda, the Rambam and the Kesef Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah's Kashas on the Rambam.
Why did they need a Kinyan? The land, the Torah says that it belongs to the Abraham, that's it. The Torah says they can make
okay, because the Torah said it's theirs. All right, it's going to be a long inyan. The truth is, the Gemara Navai Dezara Daftun Gimel. The Gemara says, where is the kash? When the Knanim bowed down to an Asherah in Eretz Yisrael, why did it become Aser? The land already belonged to Klal Yisrael when Hashem promised it to Abraham. So it's a yid. So if it's a yid, how could a guy say, "No, the Moshe Davar Shevi Shemai"? So Gemara answers: when the yid bow to the eagle, they will mask him Tavay Gazara. So the Gemara says, "Beferish, there is straw belong to Kli Yisrael from Avraham Avinu." Beferish Gemara. Why do we argue the Kiddush Rishon and Kiddush Shniya? But in the Piskei Tshuva is masber that that's only for Dina Kiddush Eretz Yisrael. For Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, the Torah tells us, in the Parsha of Truma Samayis, in the Parsha of Shemitah, the Torah says, when you go to Eretz Yisrael and capture it, then these dinim apply. So the Torah says it doesn't depend on the ownership from Avraham Avinu. It doesn't depend on Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It depends on ownership in Eretz Yisrael. So the Torah itself tells us these guidelines. That's why these guidelines apply. Same reason Zayin Shekipshu, they didn't apply. Okay, we are going to learn some Gemara today. We're on the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph. As you know, the Gemara is going through the Mishnah. I just want to remind you, because we're going to talk about it, the last line, we're up to Tanan, five lines to the bottom. The last line before, Rabbi Eliezer, also Rabbi Eliezer, Lameimah, Mavlois, Dami Lois, Shloiti Cholek, Bevdina Sayan. I just want to point out to you, because we're going to come back to it either today or tomorrow, that Rabbi Eliezer's Shita is that there's a light plug. Everybody else makes Malukim, it depends on this, if it's Shrichi, it's not Shrichi, it is Lashma Salashma, Rabbi Eliezer says light plug. What's Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael, what's not is not. Does he mean Eile Bavel, Eile Mitzray? We could clear. Rabbi Eliezer has like a light plug, it's like a Shita Bivnei Atzmai, and we'll come back. So the Gemara Tanan, it said in the Mishnah Chachamim Maimrim. If you go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, do you have to say Befanei Nechtav? So what's that talking in? My Lavokim Ifugi. This is very mistaken. Marasavol if you shame Bikiim L'shma. So from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, the Takanat Bikiim. But Hani Gemiri, from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, we're not worried about the Shema. If you're worried about Mitzvah and Lekaimah, what's the difference? Chutzlar is Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlar. So if Gemara, no. Rabba Mitaritz L'Tameh, for Rabba Mitaritz L'Tameh. Each one will explain the Mishnah L'Shita. So Rabba Mitaritz L'Tameh, the Kuli Alma, L'Fishayin Bikin L'Shma. But everyone agrees as L'Shma. So therefore, what should be the din for Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlar? Tell you l'shma. So from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, you should not need. But hacha b'gzeres ma'elachat u'meivi k'mifli g'ipan k'avasav alay gazrina ma'elachat u'meivi. Rabbanan basroi sabri gazrina ma'elachat u'meivi. Machlaikas, should we make a gzeres de Rabbanan that people will confuse in one direction with the other direction, so will already require and it will not require. So it's like any other gzeres. Machlaikas, do you make a gzeres? Rabba m'taras l'tameh. The kuliyama l'fishein edem etzirin l'kaimah. Everybody holds off kiyum. So what should be the din from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz? You should need b'fanei nechta. Because it's a mitzvah l'kaimai. So what's the machlokes? For Rabbanan Basrai, l'fushi tamad etana kama hudas. And the Rabbanan Basrai are not arguing the point. The Rabbanan Basrai, l'fushi tamad etana kama kasi. Just explaining. Umay lech, that's the same thing. There's no difference. Maybe there's no difference. So now, you realize the Gemara is going through the Mishnah step by step. Next part of the Mishnah. Maybe get Medina from Medina to Medina, Medina Sayyam. So you know, this Amid is going to question what's the diuk that you make from here. A diuk says Medina, Medina, Medina Sayyam, Tzarech Lai. Ha, Ba'isa Medina, Medina Sayyam, Lai Tzarech. So what's this diuk? Ba'isa Medina, Medina Sayyam, Lai Tzarech. What does that mean? If you're in Medina Sayyam, you're in the United States, and somebody brings a get, Medina la Medina, somebody brings a get from New York City to Chicago, so what does the Gemara say? That, Ha'ba'isa Medina Sayyam loy tzarech. What's the Gemara say? No? Ha'ba'isa Medina, Medina la Medina Sayyam. Medina Sayyam what?
Medina la Medina from New York to New York.
So look at Rashi. Habayis to Medina. Second line, Rashi. Rashi says, it's not a long Rashi, it's not a hard one. Rashi Mi'elir. So Rashi's learning the Gemara Mi'elir, right? The Mi'ir Li'ir, Loi Tzorech. Right? What? Ha, Ba'isi, isn't he defining Ba'isi Medina? Ha, Ba'isi Medina, Medina Siyam, Loi Tzorech. So, is nobody saying?
Yeah,
two states.
What? Medina and Medina
is going
from one state to the next.
Two states are Medina and Medina. Two states, Medina or Medina? You have a raya that a state is a Medina?
Well, how do we know it's
not a raya? What? A state has its own government for certain things. Certain federal laws are not bound. Other federal laws, they are.
What?
They're bound to many federal laws. They're just not bound to certain specific laws. The federal government has a right to make any law that's binding on the states.
So Medina
the Medina means, we're arguing if it means two, if it means, alright, let's say one state. The truth is, we assume a state is a Medina, because if you ever listen to a ksuba, 99% of ksubis, it says Brooklyn, New York. It doesn't say the Medina Arts and Sabris. Shulchan Aruch says you have to write the Medina. And the meaning is that we don't write. You'll hear occasionally a Magid Misadi Kedushin who writes Medina Arts and Sabris. Usually you don't write it. If you go to France, I don't know why you would, but if you went to France and you were listening to the ksuba, it would say Paris and the Medina is France. It would say the Medina, but in the United States we don't. All right, so let's say it's one state. I'm not gonna argue the point right now. We'll need the Gemara. So later we'll take out the Shulchan Aruch. We'll see what the halach is. If you need the funny nechdav on that. But again, so let's say from New York City to Albany, that's your mask. So that's the Gemara's nida. So the Gemara makes a diuk. Ba'isi Medina, Medina siyam loy tzarech. L'rav anich, l'rav akash. Why is it good? Loy rav, it's good because chutz laretz. Medina l'medina. Ba'isi Medina loy tzarech because it's out. Metzvin l'kaimai, it's metzvin l'kaimai. So within the same Medina, it's metzvin l'kaimai. L'rav akash. What do you mean? Then I became l'shma. Now, the Gemara like Tema Haba Isa Medina Medina Seyam like Tzarech Elaima Medina La Medina Beretz Yisrael like Tzarech. A different diuk. The diuk is in Eretz Yisrael. If you have two Medinas, if you have two areas under two different controls. So like Tzarech Haba Hedya Ketani La. Maybe get Eretz Yisrael like Tzarech Lefayin Nafan Enachdam. Mio Haba Mina Hani Mila Diab Lachetchol like Hamashma. Okay, this Rashi learned Pshat in this Gemara by Isa Medina. Rashi Mi Ilir. Now, you could learn Rashi. You learn Rashi Dafka or Lav Dafka. What does Rashi hold in the same city from one section to another? It means Afilu Me'elir. So he's not. Then it's not that gets Pshan in the Gemara at all. Just Agav. He's telling you Taich. He's Taich.
One blocks another block. How do you block it up?
Even Yehuda Yehuda, when you say Yehuda Yehuda,
it's
nothing bigger than here. It's not just going to the city. It's not going. It must be on the. The Shaila is the following. The question I'm asking is, if you're in the same city, and a shliach brings a guest, does he have to say b'fanei nechdav according to the reason of lishma? Obviously, Mitzvah Kaima is no problem. It's in the same city. But the Gemara is asking a kasha on the reason of lishma. So if you're in the same city, Ba'isa Medina, Ba'isa Yir, would you need the Fanei Nechtav for the reason of lishma? Chutzlaretz. So the truth is, Taisus holds Beferish that you do need. Taisus, the Dibur HaMasel V'Amr of Yitzchak, Yir Achas, Taisus Beretz Yisrael, Taisus there says, Taisus seems to say that in the same city you do need chutzlaret. You need Rashi. Pashtus of Rashi. If you learn that Rashi is dafka, that's me early here. it would seem that Rashi is excluding Isayir. Given Rashi's dafka, it would seem to exclude Isayir. And if that's so, the question is that then we would have here a Machlekes Rashi and Taisus. And the question is why? Well, what this Machlekes is telling you? So Rav Nachum learns in Rashi. He gradually brings a Rashi from around Beis and Midbeis and this Rashi. He learns this Machlekes here Rashi Taisus. But Isayir is in the same city. Isayir in Chutz Laaretz. Do you need b'fanei nechtam according to the reason of Lishma? Taisus holds you do need. Rashi holds you don't need. The Pashtus is like, what's the Pashtus? Taisus. You should need. Why should you? It's and they're not b'kiyim. So Pashtus you should need. What's pshat on Rashi? So Rav Nachum says that he has one pshat on Beis Amid Beis and one pshat here. Here he writes a very nice pshat. He says, Hiaruni, somebody told me this pshat. The Rashi Taisus al Shitasa. Rashi on the bottom of Beis Amid Beis said, "What's the chash of Shalai Lishma?" So Rashi learned it was a b'chudish dikar Rashi. But Rashi said, "We're afraid the husband found the shtar in the garbage can that someone else with the same name wrote and threw into the garbage, and he found it in the garbage, and then he took it out, and he signed people, and it was written Shalai Lishma." That's how Rashi taiched the Gemara. Whatever, we had a hezbeh there. So Rashi holds all the sefer in Mabekim and Lishma. We're not afraid the sefer will make a mistake. We're just afraid the husband, who's not a sefer, he found it in the trash bin, he took it out, and said, what do you know, same name, two Yezim and Shimon's in the same city, and he used it. Taisus disagreed. Taisus said, no, it means regular Shalai Lishma, the sefer wrote it, L'Islamate, regular Shalai Lishma. Now, according to Rashi, the whole case is when you're in a city that there are two Yosef and Shimons. There are two people with the same name. Two Yosef and Shimons. And since there are two Yosef and Shimons, the shtar was written for one Yosef and Shimon. He threw it into the garbage. And what do you know? The second Yosef and Shimon happened to find it, and he wants to divorce his wife. So he uses the get. So according to Rashi, it's in a city where there are two Yosef and Shimons. Not according to Taisus. Taisus, it was a get that was written in Islami, just for practice. And then it was used. There's a halacha by the chash of two Yosef ben Shimons that if it's not huchzik that there are two Yosef ben Shimons in town, if it's not known that there are two Yosef ben Shimons, we're not chayshish to it. Even in New York City, it's a city with so many yidden, and you go to a wedding and you sign, you write, you're not chayshish there are two Yosef ben Shimons or a get. You go to a get in New York. They write, the get was written here in Brooklyn. And they write, Yosef ben Shimon. And they don't say, well, maybe there are two Yosef ben Shimons. The halach is, you don't have to be chayshish if it's not a huzik that there are two Yosef ben Shimons. You don't have to be chayshish for it. That's the halach. So if you know that there's somebody else to say, if they know, it doesn't have to be a cousin. Anybody else with him the same name and his father the same name. So in Achinami, a cousin will never happen because the two fathers won't have the same name. Second cousin, okay. It could happen, and then you have to write in the get, you have to write more. But stam is like not chayshish. So Rav Nachum, so it's very good. Lay Rashi, ba'isayir, you never have a problem of shalay lishma. What are you chayshish for ba'isayir? A man comes in with a get. A shneir comes with a get. He says, I was sent by Yosef ben Shimon. You're saying, 1 minute, maybe it was written for a different Yosef ben Shimon, and it was found in the garbage. Ba'isayir, you know, you're in the city. You know, it's not Hosek that two Yosef and Shimons. Calls a man, you're in the city, and it's long, you're not aware of a Chazok that two Yosef and Shimons. You're not Chayshish and two Yosef and Shimons. Only Me'ir Le'ir, now you're in a different city. Somebody brings it. Now you don't know if in Yenna city there are two Yosef and Shimons or not. You have no idea. You don't know that there's no Chazok of two Yosef and Shimons. So Me'ir Le'ir, you have to be afraid, like Rashi says, there were two Yosef and Shimons he found in the garbage. But ba'isayir, for that you don't have to be chayshish. Just finish the piece of Gemara. Yikid demais of lahachi. Some ask the other way around. Ha medina medina beretz Yisrael light zarech l'rabani chalarava pasha. L'itema medina medina beretz Yisrael light zarech. Ela'ema ba'isa medina medina siyam light zarech. Make the deer fakert. Ava medina medina beretz Yisrael zarech. Ma'it zarech. Listen here, maybe the medina stam. So Gemara says, "Lo ayla memedina ladina b'et Yisrael nami loitzar." The kivan diikai le regalim mishkach shchichi. Machidish. You know what I'm saying? Kivan diikai le regalim mishkach shchichi. Memedina ladina b'et Yisrael. You don't need. Why? Who are we going? Like Rava or Rava now? We're going now like Rava. So saying, what do you mean? It's Mitzvah Lekaimai. No problem. Why? Because the Ayla Regal. What's Pshat? The Ayla Regal. Let's say I write a get in Tveria. So I'm going to say, I'm not worried about Mitzvah Lekaimai because everyone goes to Yerushalayim. What does that help me in Tveria? What does it help me? I'm in Tveria and you're telling me there's no problem. Everyone goes to Yerushalayim. Yeah, but I need to be Mekayim in Tveria. No, so you could learn Pshat. That's what Sefer says. The Pshat is either that I'll take it with me. I have to be on the regal anyway. So I'll take it with me to Yerushalayim and I'll find somebody who's Mitzvah Lekayim. There's a place where everyone gets together. And I'll find someone who's Mitzvah Lekayim. That's how we learn Pshat. So it's because their Eile Regalim go there. Tomorrow, if I can remember, maybe you'll remember, those of you who were here 2 years ago, this Gemara is a Beferish Gemara that if you live in Chutz Laretz, you don't have to be out of the regal. Is it a Beferish Gemara here? No, if you live in Chutz Laretz, you have to be out of the regal when the basic interest is standing? If you say yes, I have a problem. If you say yes, then this Gemara, Mechara, makes no sense. If the Eile Regalim are the solve the problem, so from Chutz La'aretz, they're also Eile Regalim. And even if you're not Mechayiv to be Eile Regal, you're Mechayiv in Karban Pesach. So people in Chutz La'aretz are Mechayiv in Karban Pesach. So you can end up going. So what's the problem? What? So why don't you go? So be a raya. Be a raya to Patrick. This Gemara would be a riot to Pater, and it's a Shem tomorrow. We'll touch on it. We're going to finish the Yom and it's a Shem tomorrow.